doing the shin buffet, even though one is not allowed to be tereach to food for wild animals that don't need his sustenance, one can give food to a non-Jewish person, even if it's a non-Jewish person that's just asking for charity. You're allowed to give him food on Shabbos because of the sin of the Mephanis, the Anim of the Goyim, they have to show them. So, to give something to a Goy, if you know he's going to take it out into a Shita Rabbin, it's also, because it looks like you are making the Shliach to go to a Shita Rabbin or to a place that you can't, a Karmel is a place you can't carry. There is an exception to the rule though, it is an issue of Daki Sholem or this Goy is a tough character, then since this whole thing is just a this is a Rabbanu that looks like you made him to your Shliach, then you're allowed to give it to him on Shabbos, even though you'll know he'll take it from your Shus to another Shus. Or, for example, every place that came out on Shabbos, so if Mitzvah to get the Chometz out of your house, you're also allowed to have the Goy take it out. But you should not put it directly into his hand, because if you put it into his hand as he walks straight out, then you're doing part of the Malacha. You should do it in a way that you're not doing the Malacha, you're doing the full Malacha. Once again, that should only be done in the case of concern of damage to yourself by the Goy or the Torah.